You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has made his first comments about this week's release of the report into alleged atrocities committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Members of Australia's Special Forces have been accused of killing 39 people and torturing two prisoners. The Prime Minister has stressed any criminal prosecutions should fall under Australia's justice system.
This is a terribly disturbing, distressing report. But the thing about Australia is we'll deal to it. And we'll deal to it under our law, under our systems, under our justice. And I think that says something about Australia and our Defence Forces, that this is what we do with news like this. We deal with it.
Afghanistan's government has shown its support in a statement, expressing full faith in Australia's justice system. 19 former and current defence personnel have been referred for prosecution, with Mr. Morrison insisting veterans should be given support. The Prime Minister says he has spoken to Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani, promising to take the report extremely seriously.
These things cannot happen again, and we're very, very committed to work not just with the Defence Forces but across the government to ensure that governments can know about these things and can take actions when they should.
Mr. Morrison says the Australian government is currently not considering compensation for families who have lost loved ones. That's at odds with the Afghan Foreign Ministry, which says the Australian government assured it would be providing justice and compensation to the families of the victims. Lawyer Diana Syed from the Australian Afghan Lawyers Association is calling for victims to be given access to reparations.
No amount of money will bring back the lives of their loved ones, children, family members, but that is one step in the right direction towards achieving justice and accountability. And if that is what the families are seeking, then that is what should be on the table.
Australia has been hailed as a world leader in ensuring accountability by investigating alleged war crimes among its own troops. Javid Safi, an independent MP in Afghanistan, alleges the atrocities are widespread.
There is need for further investigation and clearer investigation because it happens in Afghanistan not only by Australian soldier. It happens by maybe many other NATO countries. And I want this because to be reinvestigated and to get rid of this kind of acts, not only in Afghanistan, but all over in the world.
John Blaxland, a defence expert at the Australian National University, has commended the Defence Force Chief, General Angus Campbell, for taking strong action to address the allegations. Professor Blaxland says few countries are prepared to admit their own errors.
I can think of a number of countries in our neighbourhood where atrocities have been committed and where people have not been held to account. And in Australia's case, we are really leading by example by addressing a cancerous act of barbarity.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.